Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I'm so happy to be back with you after the week off. I hope you enjoyed the episodes we revisited last week about the history of Grace Harbor. I think it's so cool how this location went from a natural refuge to a town that slowly expanded as communities of people lived and worked together through generations to build it into what it is today. We try to hold on to this story in our hearts and minds, remembering that it's now our turn to take care of this place and each other. Okay, so I said I was happy to be back, and I am, but I'll be honest. It's a cold, wet day here in Grace Harbor, and I'm missing the warm, sunny days we experienced on our trip. But those days will eventually come here too. We just need to be patient. And that's actually part of our theme for this week. As we walk through the season of Lent, we've been focusing on different ways to think about and approach preparing for Easter. We've looked at being brave, being together, and being kind. This week, we'll start with being patient and move toward being generous later in the week. It's funny to me that sometimes being patient is pretty easy, but other times it's hard. It's usually about waiting, and most of the time, we're waiting for something that's outside of our control. What I mean by that is we can't make it come sooner or happen faster. An example from our trip last week was waiting at the airport. You always have to be there early, so you might have to wait for a couple of hours, which can be hard because it feels like forever, especially when you're really excited about where you're going or it's the end of the trip and you're really ready to get home. You can't make the airplane come any sooner or take off any faster. You have to be patient. Is being patient easy or hard for you? Why don't you share with each other about a time recently when you had to be patient? How'd you do with it? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Being patient usually means you're in a good mood and you can find fun things to do while you wait. Being impatient usually means you spend the time whining or complaining or making poor choices. And trust me, I'm not just talking to or about kids. I've done my share of whining and complaining. Just ask my family. And that's kind of the point. Which sounds like more fun? When you're impatient and crabby, it's certainly a challenge for the people around you, but it's rarely fun for you either. Now, if you're waiting on something good or fun or tasty, it's totally fine to be excited and look forward to it. But I found that I get impatient when I spend all my time thinking about the thing I'm waiting for. Instead, if I come up with other things to do, it gives me a purpose or goal or activity to focus on instead. For us at the airport, that meant making sure we had books and a few other small activities in our bags we could pull out. We also played games like looking for each letter of the alphabet around us or telling a story with each other one word at a time. What we're really talking about is setting intentions, which is one of our core disciplines here on the podcast, deciding ahead of time what we want to do and how we want to do it. If we're just hoping to be patient, it's going to be a lot harder. But if we're intentional and make a plan, it's going to be easier. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, being patient can be hard sometimes, so we ask that you help us grow in this area. While we won't always be able to control what happens or when things happen, help us remember that we can choose what kind of attitude we have while we wait. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday. I'll be over here patiently waiting until you're back tomorrow.